This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, Lee, yeah, you knew it had to happen. You knew it had to happen.
Yep.
I was waiting for one of these swampers to crack. The GOP ones, I mean. You know they're sitting by, silently panicked, watching their grift slip away, watching the way Washington works slip away. Well, forced to pretend to support Donald Trump for fear of what Elon Musk could do to them in a primary. It's not really Elon Musk. It's X. You should be able to leave, get your granddaddy's shotgun and get his Bible. Go out there, film a primary commercial funded by interests that seek to, it turns out, defraud and financially break your voters. And you go out there, film some nice commercials. Oh, looky here, I got my Bible. I'm shooting with my daddy's my granddaddy's gun. I'm gonna kill something. And I'm just like you. They do that for like 6 weeks and then go back to Washington and laugh at us. Well, that was possible when we didn't have media, and then it was possible when social media was censored. It's not possible anymore, and they're beginning to panic. John Cornyn, Lindsey Graham, John Thune, all of them brought into government in the extremely corrupt Bush era with Bush money, some of the most corrupt money on earth, worse in many ways than Democrat money, have not come to, and they will grasp, have not come to grasp, those days are over. They're over. Unless you guys can find a way to get the FBI back in control of X, it's over. We know everything you do. As soon as you do it, it's over. You know how many congressional staffers are leaking on X? You guys can't even sneak a thing in a bill anymore. Give up. You lost. It ain't 1995. Look, I get that all the equipment in Washington might be from 1995. So you whores can hide what you do, but you can't hide anymore. Accept it. Or lose in a primary. I don't know. So yesterday, seeing the grift coming to an end, John Cornyn came out and was exactly Lee who I warned everybody he was. Got a less than 50% Freedom Index rating. He's fake. He's fake. He's as fake as the rest of them. Lindsey Graham is pretending Donald Trump never won the election. I've never seen this. He's conducting his own foreign policy completely separate from the president. He and Vladimir Zelensky are BFFs now. Let me explain why that is. He was praising Vladimir Zelensky, how great Lindsey Graham is. Yes, because Lindsey Graham put $48 billion with a B of printed dollars into the new Lindsey Graham budget from the Senate for Ukraine, along with continuing funding through 2030. So if you see Vladimir Zelensky running around from Ukraine talking about how great Lindsey Graham is, well, yeah. I mean, I'd like somebody gave me $48 billion too. All of it, of course, without the necessary financial infrastructure to track where it goes, because otherwise then you couldn't have the grift. So Lindsey Graham is out there Whether Lindsay knows that food inflation's back on the rise, the American people can, you know, are struggling to afford food, cares, I don't know. But he thinks we're going to spend $342 billion, Lee, more. So that his friend Zelensky can have $48 billion of it. He's out of his freaking mind. So what he's doing is undermining Donald Trump right now. He is out there conducting his own foreign policy. He's meeting with Vladimir Zelensky as he did last week. And just carrying on as if Trump is not the president. We are not broke. Food inflation is not back up. General inflation is not back up. And just pretending it's 94 again. Really more like 1984. I think he's stuck back in the Cold War. And this is the war. This is the bad. This is the central one I've been worrying about. I'm not worried about the Democrats right now. I'm worried about the swampers. I'm worried about the Republicans. I'm worried about John Thune, Lindsey Graham, and these people, John Cornyn, getting in the way of saving this country so that they can run the printing press for another quarter. And that's where we are this morning. And they don't see yet that it's over, and they're going to have to learn that. Here's Jesse Waters explaining a little bit of that last night.
Washington's been broken for decades, and Washington's fighting to stay that way. Because when things don't work, you can't find the money. The government's living in the dark ages. They have rotary phones, microfiche, retirement caves, and computer software from the 60s. And 80-year-old politicians who don't even know how to use a computer, and they don't care, because they just use their iPhones to call, text, and see what their high school classmates are doing on Facebook. It's time to show a little humility and ask for a little help from the younger generation.
So Waters is right. They like this old tech, Lee, because it helps hide the money. And that's where we are this morning. And don't let it make you mad. We're going to win. They're dinosaurs. Their time is over.
You think the asteroid's going to take them out? Dinosaurs, asteroid.
Well, I don't know. The percentage of the asteroid hitting the Earth goes up, I don't know, like every 48 hours. Yeah. In direct proportion, by the way, to the hits and clicks NASA gets from talking about it. So I don't know. But what you should know is it doesn't seem to be gearing up to hit anywhere in the continental U.S. So yes. We're good. Any chance we could send Lindsay down to Bogota?
I'm not going to go there.
Just to check it out, make sure everything's... Okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave. Okay. Meanwhile, overnight. Oh my gosh. So just to recap, okay, if you're just tuning in. The Democrats seem to think, Joe Biden's appointees, that when Republicans are about to take office, what you do is you transfer, this is just mind-bending, okay? $20 billion. Do you know how much money that is?
I got a pretty good idea.
20, yeah. 20, it's unfathomable. $20 billion to your friends. They called it throwing gold bars off the Titanic. We actually have the guy who did it on hidden camera confessing to do it, or the guy who was part of it anyway. He thought he was on a date with a hot boy, but it turns out it was just a reporter recording him, one of ours. So they transfer the money out. Well, Lee Zeldin, Trump's appointee, and you may have heard this gold bar story, sees the video, hears about it, says, I'm going to go in there and find that money. Looks like they stole it from the American people. You can't just transfer it to friends. That has to be allocated by Congress. So they find the money. And boy, do they find the money. It turns out $2 billion of it. This is a perfect example of how they rob you, the American people, blind. And the system that Lindsey Graham and John Thune and John Cornyn are fighting for right now. They transfer $2 billion of it to Stacey Abrams' NGO, $2 billion.
The woman who thinks she's governor of Georgia?
Yeah, she's generally confused. Okay, this thing had only operated for a few months at the time and had never taken in more than $100. $100. They literally transfer money to their friends, your money, to their friends. Now, some of this is printed money. So you pay when you check out at the grocery stores. You notice the food prices. Yes, it's from printing and printing and printing and printing. So Stacey Abrams can have the money. Now, here's what is partially going on here, because I'm going to explain some of this. Stacey Abrams will become a multi-millionaire from this. That's part of the grift, right? This should probably make tens of millions of bucks. But what has happened here is that Doge shut down USAID and shut down a lot of these grants the Democrats used to fund their get out the vote, their shock troops, all of that, right? So when you transfer that money to Stacey Abrams, where it's going, that $20 billion and the $2 billion she got, it's going into the coffers of these climate justice, Americans for Climate groups. Those are just Democrat grassroots groups that then turn the money out, get the Democrats elected. In other words, Democrats donors, Lee, and James Carville has really documented this. The Democrat donors have snapped their pocketbook shut. They're like, wow, we think that you stole about $2 billion from us. You lied to us and told us Her Highness was going to win. She was never ahead in the polls. James Carville's saying, we got to have an audit. The Democrat Party has, or nobody's going to write us a check again. Democrats say, I don't worry about that. We'll just defraud the taxpayer. And they transfer the money out. That's what the $20 billion is for. Because if you notice something weirdly, the shock troops are gone. The street troops. I mean, Democrat Congress members are having to actually go out in the streets themselves instead of paying their thugs to do it. Well, they needed more money. And the donors have said not only no, but heck no, you robbed us blind. So now they're robbing the American people blind. This is the system that Thune and Graham are protecting because GOPers make money from it, too. And we're going to find that out. By the way, IRS referrals, you heard about this? 168 people. Over 150 are Democrats, 7 Republicans in that mix. What do you want to bet? One of them is John Thune. What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? One of them is John Cornyn. What do you want to bet? One of them is Lindsey Graham. I don't know. I have no information. I'm just looking at who is talking right now. That's all I'm doing. Folks, you know what? This is so much fun. This is the vengeance phase. This is the great revelation. And it gets better every day. All right. Keep it tuned right here. I don't know how I'm going to get it all into one show, but I'm going to try. This is one of those shows you got to just watch from beginning to end to get the whole thing because there's so much today. But almost all of it is really good.